Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You may have noticed in the background every now and then you can hear, I'm getting it now, one of us coughing.
Yeah.
We both got sick over the
past
couple of weeks. No, but the problem is if you do have a cough every time, you cough, everyone turns around and goes, COVID, unclean.
Like body snatchers, just screaming at you. We're pointing the finger.
But I just had the good old-fashioned man flu, and for some reason I've had a bit of a chest infection, and I just cannot get rid of it. So I've been nursing this cough for a while now, but there is a Brisbane-based app company called ResApp Health, and they have developed a new technology that could be worth squillions. Apparently Pfizer, the big pharmaceutical company, they've put in a bid to acquire ResApp, this Brisbane company, for $100 million because they've developed this technology which can identify people with COVID based on their cough. No swabs required. Apparently you cough into the microphone of a smartphone, iPhone or any Android phone.
Okay.
It then uses an algorithm that analyzes the sound of a patient's cough for markers of the COVID virus.
This sounds like more high tech than the breathalyzer you see on RBT.
I know. It's amazing. I'm like, this is great. So down the track, no more of the like squirming when someone's trying to do
up
it.
Nose.
I find it's even worse when I have to do a rat to myself, like jam the swab up your nose.
I've
it's
never done the big one up the nose. I've done the back of the throat, and you saw me do it here in the studio one day. It wasn't pretty.
No, I'm kind of like, I would rather someone else do the swab, but I would much rather just, you know, the convenience of just coughing into my phone. And it going, oh, you've got COVID.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing if this technology gets off the ground. I can see it has a lot of other applications as well when it comes to other coughs. Like I've got friends, they have the terrible habit of smoking and they've promised their wives they won't smoke. But then when they get together away from the wives, they have a little smoke.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm sure the wives would find it very handy if when they come back, they do a bit of a cough, they put the phone up, next thing, oh, smoker's cough detected.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
So it turns into like a cough detector and then switches to a lie detector.
Pretty much, yeah.
Brilliant.
And at first I'm like, I'm on board with this technology.
Yeah.
This will change everything. And then I went, oh, hang on, it will make it a lot harder to chuck a sickie. Because I'm thinking, you know, you call into work and you're going, oh, I can't come into work today. I'm really sick.
Fake cough detected. Get your lazy ass into work now.
Oh, God.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Every time you go on Facebook, it likes to show you all these memories of things that happened. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. And, well, memories have popped up recently because I think it was around this time last year, Easter, we went away to Canberra to Rachel's brother's for a couple of days. We come back and there was this hissing noise as soon as I put the key into the keyhole to open the door, and then all of a sudden
snakes were squatting in your home.
I would rather have had that. This was a house that was completely flooded after the water system decided to cack itself. Who knows how long it would actually explode for. We were going to stay an extra day in Canberra. We didn't. We only stayed two nights instead of three, so I have no idea how long that was, but it meant I was out of home for about 9 weeks. We were staying in a holiday rental in Pambula, so not the best time of my life. But yesterday afternoon, I got home from work and all of a sudden I'm parking the car up near the bins and I'm like, oh, there's all this water on the ground going down the driveway. I'm like, oh, has someone decided to just wash the driveway or water some plants? And I'm like, hang on a sec, it's coming.
Didn't have any rain around Bega yesterday either. It's not run off from the recent rains.
I'm going, it's coming from my side. Why is it doing that? Look at the side of the house. There's a pipe that comes out of the side of the house from the bathroom and all of a sudden there's water coming out of there.
That's not a good sign.
I'm going, oh, no, what is it now? So straight away, drop the lunch bag. Ran to the front door.
Well, you know it's not the hot water system because when they replaced that, they put
it outside. I knew it wasn't that, so I'm thinking, okay, but I'm thinking water coming out of the side of the house, bathroom, how much water is going to be in the house? Ran inside, ran to the bathroom, and then the system behind the toilet had fallen off the wall.
What, the tank that holds all the water, when you press the flush button, where it all comes from.
Hanging off the wall, hanging on the ground. I have no idea. I'm going, jeez, I felt like I need to buy a lotto ticket after this. But then straight away, luckily, I knew where the water main was from the first time the house flooded because this thing is, our driveway is very long. It's in like a battle axe. And this is about a 25-metre driveway. And to turn the water off is like near the letterbox under this fake rock. So I'm like, good thing I knew where that was. Turn that off straight away. Come back inside. And then I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Luckily, there is actually a drain next to the toilet. So there was only about a 2-foot area of the carpet that was wet outside the toilet.
Because all the water went down the drain. Very handy.
Very luckily. Rang Rachel, told her. She's like, nah, you're kidding. I went, no. I said, I'm not kidding about this.
But I don't understand how, like, we just finished our bathroom renovations and they put in a new toilet. And that thing is firmly bolted to the wall. How does yours just fall off?
Turns out it wasn't quite firmly bolted.
Were you doing 1.5 flushes? Were you pressing too hard on the buttons and, like, you've damaged the system with your flushing?
No, nothing like that. But good work for the real estate. Luckily, we called up Maria and the team at Fisk & Nagel and they got onto it pretty quick. The plumber was around by the afternoon, fixed the whole thing up, so we got a brand new toilet system and a toilet seat as well.
All right.
Which is also good to see, which is great. But just the timing, again, we're actually, after work today, we're heading to Wollongong for about a week. It's a good thing this didn't happen, you know, like today or this afternoon or whatever. I'm like, geez, you know.
Been all over again.
Good thing it didn't happen right at Easter time too, because I'm pretty sure the next door neighbour's pretty keen on doing Easter hunts for his daughter in the front yard. And, you know, I would have had to say, oh, no, stay away from those little rolling brown eggs that are going down the driveway. You don't want to be touching those.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's not long now until they finally cut the ribbon on the new Sydney Football Stadium. This is the one that they've been building for the past few years after they tore down the perfectly good one.
Yeah, Allianz. Did a tour of it about 5 years ago. Looked fine back then. Wasn't falling apart.
Apparently not. Apparently they had to get rid of it and put up this new one, but it is nearing completion.
It's been an $890 million spend and now it's all coming together. 90% complete, the new SFS has kicked another goal. The roof is finally on at Allianz Stadium.
It actually has over 19 kilometres of steel in the roof structure and the old Allianz drip line is gone. It's fantastic that this roof now covers all of those seats.
Yeah, so now there's a roof for all the taxpayers to hit because they've just heard that it's cost $890 million to build this thing. $890 million towards SFS and SFA towards health services and fixing the roads in regions like ours.
It just reminds me of when they open a brand new toll road up. It's like, all right, now who's going to pay for it? You got to pay for it somehow.
Oh, that's it.
I'm thinking of the prices when this finally opens of the food. You'll get like one nugget for like $12 or something.
Yeah, you thought the prices of drinks and food at the at the footy was drastically inflated before. Wait till you sit down and watch a game at the new Sydney Football Stadium. But you're thinking, okay, well, what does this have over the old stadium?
Yeah,
what are the upgrades you're getting? Surely it must have something to help us out with this streaking problem we're having over the weekend. You know, there were two separate streaking incidents that were making the news. And Rob Stokes, the New South Wales Infrastructure Minister, who was there yesterday, he was asked about the streaking situation.
What about streakers at this stadium?
Well, look, there is a lock-up facility downstairs for those who decide to get their kit off. So our advice is enjoy the game and leave your gear on.
Okay, sure.
I thought they had dressing rooms at these places anyway.
Yeah, I think that's just for the players, though. The players get 10 minutes in the sin bin. If you get caught streaking, I don't know how many hours you spend in the skin bin. That's where you end up. I was thinking, like, come on, $890 million. I want, like, special gun setup that fire nets that they used to take down, like, wild animals, things like that. Tranquilizer darts being shot out. Robot dogs that will chase the streakers down so the security don't have to crash tackle them.
Yeah, I want special troops in vantage positions.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. It's like, no, we've just got a special holding facility for the streakers. Okay. Won't that just encourage them? Like, they'll... But anyway, you're probably thinking, okay, so I've gone to the new Sydney Football Stadium.
Yep.
I've done my streaking.
Mm-hmm.
I've chowed down on an overpriced pie and I'm broke now because I've had too many, expensive beers.
Yeah, quarter strength beers, yep.
I've got to make a trip to the loo.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's half time. Is there a place to go at the new Sydney Football Stadium?
If you do need to get up, though, to go to the bathroom, they've really catered for you. There's a lot more options. 860 sit-down toilets and loads of urinals.
Well, that's just great, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. I'm swayed.
At the new stadium, plenty of places to piss up the wall and recreate what they've done with our money for this stadium.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.